Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection. Hope your Tuesday is going well. 13 minutes past the hour. Always a blessing and a privilege and a pleasure to have Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle on with us for our Mom's Corner segment. She is a Catholic mom. She's also a Catholic author and speaker and has great advice for moms out there. She also has a really cool blog, which you can log on to and chat about issues that you're having maybe with your family or maybe some ideas you just want to share. And Donna, good to have you on the program, hon.
Oh, thanks, Teresa. Thanks for having me again.
And this topic is so, so important because our young people are facing so many different kinds of pressures out there. And so I'm really glad you wanted to talk about this. Now, let's start out with a story you wanted to share about someone you know that faced this type of peer pressure.
Right. The reason I wanted to speak on this is because it really hit close to home for us recently. We found out that a young girl that we know through some friends is now in rehab because of anorexia and drug abuse. And who knew? I mean, this was a very sweet girl. She is a very sweet girl from a very nice church-going family. And she later admitted to her parents that she almost died from the drug abuse, but she hid this so carefully and so well. And she's very thankful that her parents intervened. And you know, teenage girls and tween age, you know, that in-between age, girls these days are under so much pressure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the problem is that parents aren't really aware of what they go through. And that's why I thought, it's important to talk about because, I mean, we know our culture is, all the pressure that the culture puts on us, but on our young ones, but school, the peers, society, and parents may not really be that supportive because they're just not aware of how extreme it is.
Now, in terms of this particular case of this young girl, how did her parents finally find out about it?
Well, it was hard for them because it happened slowly where she distanced herself from some of her closer friends, but a certain set of circumstances, it wasn't that apparent because of the way things happened at school and the busyness with homework and things, so the girls weren't as much in touch. But then she started becoming friends with another girl who was into drugs. Mm. Parents didn't know about this, and this other girl was the one who was able to sway her away in that direction. And the poor girl, I'll call her Stacy. She had very low self-esteem, and this seems to be the problem these days with girls because of what they're up against. And because of her low self-esteem, she easily fell into that trap, and she got into the drugs. She stopped eating right, and she started losing weight, and she became anorexic, and everything went downhill fast. And her parents started to notice the weight loss, and
right.
That's pretty much how they found out. And but there are, it's very tough. They're not, there are red flags, but it's a tough thing sometimes because our teens can keep it kind of hidden and they might feel their parents don't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
There's another problem right there.
It's interesting you should mention this case of anorexia because there's a new study that just came out last week, and it's fascinating to me. And I think you know that I was anorexic when I was in grade school.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was hospitalized for it back in 1973. But there's a study that came out that says girls today are fixating on their flaws, causing them to belittle themselves and even take destructive action. The onslaught of messages and images they constantly receive sets an unrealistic standard of beauty.
Yeah.
And this is a brand new survey on the impact of the media on young girls, just what we're talking about today. And this is done by, actually, the Dove Soap Company, which has a campaign called The Real Truth About Beauty, where they've been doing these series of surveys and a campaign trying to get women to be, happy with their bodies and take a healthy look at themselves. But I hear about this all the time. I was in, was it in Denver when I was speaking at Jeanette Bankovic's conference? I had a woman come up to me after my talk about the media. And I mentioned the peer pressure I was under and how I was influenced by a particular TV program. And she said she had a daughter who was 7 years old, Donna. Seven.
Wow.
And she was a tiny little thing.
Mm.
And she was being told that she was fat by fellow classmates.
Oh, it's so sad.
7 years old.
It's unbelievable how young it's happening. And, our kids are so vulnerable. They take the criticism so seriously. And they feel intimidated. And they do. They feel fat. They feel ugly. And then they feel depressed. And they're dealing with these bullies. They're really bullies. These people, the kids talking behind their backs and, picking on them, and this all adds up, and then this is the problem. And that standardized image of for girls pasted all over the mass media, whether it's Hollywood, the magazines, or the runway, basically everyone should be a size zero.
Yeah, yeah, or below. I mean, if there is such a thing.
Exactly.
You know, you watch some of these programs or these commercials, for example, after the Emmys, and it's almost sickening. These women look like skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Well, I laughed the first time I saw a size zero in a store. I really thought, how could there possibly be a zero?
A size zero.
That's absolutely ridiculous. But it's not a laughable matter to our young ones, and this is the problem. They feel that they have to be a certain size, a certain look. And, you know, girls are three times more likely than boys to have a negative body image, according to the National Mental Health Information Center. So, you know, of course we know that the boys are under pressure too, but we're talking about the girls because they are more likely to become depressed or, you know, resort to the drugs and the anorexia because of all these pressures. And if parents could realize that they really seriously are under pressure, we may view them as, oh, they're just little 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, you know, year olds. What do they have to worry about? They have a lot to worry about, and that's half the battle right there, is when we recognize that, yes, they're in a pressure cooker sometimes with all of the pressure that they have on them, and it's important for us to recognize, and that's half the battle, so this way we can be more open to what's going on in their lives, even if we're very aware of, you know, their peers. We need to kind of take a closer look and see what's going on. And when they feel like they want to pull away and be a little more private, you know, don't hold back the affection and the times we have with them. Respect a little, you know, privacy, but yet we want them to know we love them, we care about them. And that's also, studies have found that a lot of girls, it's very sad to say, 32% of girls felt very loved by their parents, just 32%.
Mm.
And if a girl feels loved by her parents, she's going to be better equipped to face these pressures.
Right. Let me give out our phone number again, Donna, in case anyone has a question. 877-573-7825. Again, that's toll-free, 877-573-7825. We're talking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, who's a best-selling author and award-winning writer and journalist. She has a beautiful website, DonnaMarieCooperO'Boyle.com, and she also has a daily Donna Marie blog where you can get online and chat with other moms. Now, I'm just wondering, is this a topic that comes up a lot with a lot of your bloggers that share things about, you know, what they're dealing with at home?
It actually hasn't really come up, this topic. I brought it up, and a lot of the visitors have younger ones and can't even think of this type of thing. I mean, there are some with the older ones, but they haven't experienced this problem personally. But everyone wants to know what to do, so I think it's a very relevant and important topic.
Yeah, especially since, as you mentioned, these kids are getting the peer pressure at a much younger age because of the pressure to be thin from the media. And you look at some of these influences on young girls, such as the Bratz dolls and things like that.
Yeah,
there is definitely a message, and those particular items are marketed to very young girls, in the early years of grade school. What can parents do? I think one of the biggest things, it's just my opinion, is that, you know, we have to really be aware of what our kids are taking in media-wise.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, and you wrote the book about that called Noise, but that's so true and so, so important. The problem these days is, you know, parents aren't as in touch with their kids, and unfortunately a lot of parents farm them out to, you know, all kinds of activities, and or they're over at their friends' houses a lot and not really home, so the parents aren't really paying attention to what's going on. But it's so important. Have the kids come to your house, you know, then you know what's going on, and keep an eye on who they're hanging out with, and, you know, ask questions in a good way. Kids, you know, want those parameters. Parents have to set very clear boundaries about what's acceptable and what's not. And studies show that that's, you know, very, very important to do. And sometimes kids might balk at that, and they act like they don't really want so much, oh, you're overprotective, or you care too much, or, oh, come on. And they need that. You know, they want you to have those parameters because that keeps them safe. And that's very important. And to continue to show the affection physically, even though your adolescents may pull away, you know, keep it
hang
up.
Around an Italian family if you want.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, my mother, I we're also still so kissy and huggy, and I'm 48 years old, but that was always a part of my life, that, and I think that really makes a difference in terms of affection.
That's right. You know? And we could also take a look, you know, to see, try to measure their self-esteem a little bit with, you know, how do they respond to certain things that happen in their lives when they make a mistake, for instance, you know, they missed some homework assignment, mm-hmm. missed the bus or something. Now, are they going to just say, okay, well, I'm going to try harder and I'm going to make it tomorrow, I won't miss the bus, and, you know, in a normal sort of response, or are they going to beat themselves up and give themselves a hard time and feeling really bad about themselves for their shortcomings? So these are little things a parent can look for to see how their child is dealing with their self-esteem or the level of self-esteem.
What about slowing down? Because one of the things I hear from parents when I give my talks is that they're so busy and they're just so tired. They're mm-hmm. trying to get everything done, especially if they have several kids and they have to take them to different activities. We're all busy these days, but sometimes I think that all of us are a little bit too busy and we need to slow down a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think we're just overbooked, and, you know, we're, like I said, people are farming their kids out into all kinds of activities, plus we're running around doing so many things. And it's great to be involved, and we need to be involved to a certain extent in our church and our community. But, you know, the family comes first. Mother Teresa always said that too. Love begins at home. And try to establish, you know, some traditions and things within your own home that you know, can feel good about, and you can, like you said, in your family, relatives all get together. My family did that too every Sunday. You know, all the aunts and uncles would either go to somebody's house or my grandmother's, or they'd come here and, you know, do things like that and be together as a family. And then don't get so crazed about having to run off to so many different things that you're exhausted and you don't even really accomplish, you know, you're not doing very well the things that you should be doing because you're running around doing too many other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. We live in a fast-paced society. We don't have the luxury of that slower pace maybe in different parts of the world. But, you know, we have to take charge of that as parents to slow down a little bit and maybe open our ears a little more to what God is telling us to do.
Let's go to the phones. We're getting some calls. If you have a question for our guest in our Mom's Corner segment this morning on a Tuesday, you can give us a call at 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. Christine, calling from Rochester Hills, Michigan, just north of Detroit. Hi, Christine.
Hello. Thank you, Teresa, and thank you to your guest for taking my call. I'm so happy to hear this morning. I mean, because it's something that's been on my mind. I know some people that have a girl, and she's 9, 10, and everybody in the family tells her she's fat, tells her she's big.
Oh.
And you can see that it's affecting her. And the thing, I was wondering if there was anything that's in writing or a website that, you know, details why you shouldn't be doing this. The thing is, these people are not from the United States, and I really think they're, because of limited language skills and that, they're not tuned in to what we hear and
right.
what we know is going on.
Well, there's a couple of things you could do, Christine. The campaign that I just mentioned, Campaign for Real Beauty, put out by the Dove Soap Company, if you just do a search on the Internet for that, you can find that. But also, there's a couple different websites that have some really good information. One of them is aboutface.org, about-face.org, which has all kinds of facts and information regarding, you know, the problem with these images that girls are seeing and the pressure. You know, it's interesting you should mention that, because the average age for a girl to start dieting in this country, believe it or not, Christine and Donna, is 8 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
8 years old, they're worried about dieting.
Yeah.
You know?
It's unbelievable.
Christine, also, I don't know if you have a copy of my book, but in the chapter on, in my testimony and also in the chapter on television, I have a whole thing in there about anorexia and the images that are out there. And you can get also some more information on my website at teresatomeo.com.
Okay, so that was Campaign for Real Beauty.
Campaign for Real Beauty by the Dove Soap Company.
Mm-hmm.
Just put that in quotes in the Internet, it'll come up, and you'll see the surveys. And the new one they have is by 17 Magazine, which looks at how young girls see themselves, which I was talking about with Donna Marie earlier. So mm-hmm. that's a real good resource for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. Have a great day.
Bye.
Donna, we're almost out of time. Give us a couple more tips for our parents out there if they're listening this morning.
Oh, okay. One quick thing is I'm going to be putting an article up on my website on this subject, so if anybody... I'll also link to some sources I was about to tell Christine. Well, let's see. I was going to say something earlier. I'm trying to remember what it was. Well, encourage daughters to think about their talents and dwell on the what their, you know, their mind, their brain, their spirit. Studies have also shown that that's, you know, where to focus. This woman, Christine, was talking about, you know, unfortunately that family focuses on the body image and this poor girl has to deal with that. So focus on their talents. And fathers, too, take an active role, should take an active role. They say that adolescents, their fathers, unfortunately, pull a little bit away after the girl starts growing, and he shouldn't. He should still be as affectionate and be there. And a strong male role model in the father helps a lot with girls, with their self-esteem. I think the main thing is communication. Half the battle is recognizing there are problems for our teens. We have to face it. It's out there. And then deal with it. Communication, try to encourage communication, not forcefully, but find some time to throw a ball around outside, take a walk at the dinner table, in relaxing ways to get kids to open up and then opportunities to talk. Show that love in an affectionate way and be there, I think, are very important.
Now, you mentioned you had some resources. What would you recommend? Is there something out there on the web that you recommend people check out?
Well, I was just going to say I'm pulling together an article, and I'm going to...
Oh, okay, good.
Throw some, you can easily Google or any way, you know, search for... there's so many articles out there on the subject, so it's easy to find, but I'm going to pull together something on my... within the next couple of days on my website and blogs on the subject for teenagers.
Okay, there's also, I did find the website of Christine's Still Listening. It's campaignforrealbeauty.com.
Okay.
And then they have a new commercial. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but it's targeted toward younger girls, Donna. And they actually did one. It was on YouTube for a little while. I don't know if it's still there, but it's called Onslaught. And it actually looks at all the different images that kids receive every single day.
Oh.
And it's like this huge, just quick onslaught of a montage of all these different images that are coming at us 24/7. And it has these beautiful young girls who are walking across the street with their backpacks on, and then basically saying that, you know, talk to your kids about what they're seeing out there in their images. Talk to your kids about beauty before somebody else does.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a really good commercial or PSA to take a look at. Donna, thanks so much. Always great to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Teresa.
And give us your website again.
www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, O'Boyle, O-B-O-Y-L-E.com. From there, you can get to my two blogs, Daily Donna Marie and Embracing Motherhood.
All right, great. And also, you can find out all about your wonderful books, DonnaMarieCooperO'Boyle.com, and also your speaking engagements. Have anything coming up soon?
A few things locally, but you can find those in my appearance section rather than take up time now on my website.
All righty. Thanks, sweetie. Have a great week.
Well, thanks, Teresa. Have a
God
great
bless.
Week. God bless. Bye.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle with another mom segment, and again, a very important topic that we have to be aware of in terms of you know, how young people, especially in those tween years, see themselves. Really, really important. So check out Donna's website. As she said, she's pulling together some resources for you, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com.